HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival and event information and travel stories. Before I forget to do so, I want to introduce you to this month's recipient of the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. Cafe 180 is located on South Broadway in Inglewood, Colorado. At Cafe 180, the rules are simple. You pay what you can, and if you can't pay, you are encouraged to earn your meal by volunteering. This is what I like the most about this restaurant. They aren't giving a handout, but instead a hand up. There are no free lunches at Cafe 180. There are three ways you can pay for your meal. One, pay what you would typically pay. Two, pay by giving an hour of service in exchange for your meal. Or three, pay what you would typically pay plus a bit more to pay it forward. With the holidays in full swing, I truly hope that you will consider taking the family for a meal at Cafe 180 this season if you are in the Inglewood area. I believe this is a wonderful way to teach your children about giving and receiving. I applaud the work of Cafe 180. You can check them out on Facebook or go to their website at cafe-180.org. Learn more about the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign on HeidiTown.com. At this time of year, there's always something going on around town, whether it's a Christmas concert or a food drive. But here are some things you might have overlooked this season. The Garden of Light at the Gardens on Spring Creek in Fort Collins run November 30th through December 31st. Santa is there every weekend, and there's a full entertainment schedule listed at fcgov.com/gardens. Winter markets seem to be more popular than ever this year, and I'm really glad about this. These markets mean that Colorado artisans, whether they bake bread or make jewelry, have a place to sell their goods year-round. Here in Fort Collins, there's a winter market at the Opera Galleria at 123 North College. It runs Saturdays 10 to 2, and you'll find everything from fresh produce and meats to handmade gifts. There's even entertainment, and a kid zone is set up on special dates. An indoor winter market is also held at the Fort Collins Foothills Mall on Sundays and Wednesdays from 11 to 2 until Christmas. I believe I've mentioned this before, but Loveland has a brand new winter market at the Outlet Mall every Saturday through February 9th. This event features both food and crafts. It seems many communities have added a winter market to their repertoire of seasonal events, so check your local newspaper or Google winter markets in your area. Lastly, today I thought I'd share with you some of my personal travel tips. And this time, instead of focusing on the road trip, let's talk about flying. Many of us this holiday season, me included, will be running the gauntlet that is today's modern airport. My biggest and perhaps least followed travel tip is to pack light. There is absolutely no reason to bring a blow dryer when your relative is sure to have one that you can borrow. But I never cease to be amazed at how much people pack for just a 3-day trip. And related, with insane baggage fees at most airports, a lot of us opt to carry on luggage. But if you do check your stuff, remember to carry essentials with you on the plane. Just in case your luggage doesn't make a timely appearance at your destination, you'll be sure to have important things like medication. Also, don't wrap your gifts. Even the smartest among us seems to forget this simple rule. Now, this last one may seem like the most obvious tip of all, but it's probably the most difficult one to follow for most families. Leave early. I realize it's not easy to deliver the dog to boarding, pack your luggage, pack snacks, wrangle the kids into the car, cram the luggage into the trunk, and get on the road in a timely manner. But if you don't do these things, all those other tips will be for naught. Missing a flight is a sure way to ruin your holiday and that of your friends and family. I'm out of time for this week. Remember to hook up with HeidiTown.com in the world of social media on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. I hope that you are having a wonderful holiday season. Be sure to check out HeidiTown.com for travel stories and more. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.